Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a classic dub siren slash air horn style warp for old school jungle and drum and bass, but with one rule: keep the CPU load low in Ableton Live 12. So no heavy wave-eatable stuff, no convolution verbs, no oversampling spirals. We're going for that proper sound system tool vibe, one voice, a few smart moves, and macros you can actually perform. The kind of siren you hit on the one, rinse before the drop, or throw in as call and response with your Reese. By the end, you'll have a single-track instrument rack with a pitch warp sweep, a talking filter whale, some grit, and dub space handled in the most efficient way. Return tracks. Let's start. First, create a new MIDI track. Drop operator on it. In operator, we're going to keep it ridiculously lean. Set the algorithm to A only. That's one oscillator, full stop. This is the whole minimal CPU part. One stable voice you can shape with envelopes and filtering instead of statting oscillators and praying. Oscillator A. Start with a sine wave. You can switch to triangle later if you want more airy harmonics, but sine is the clean foundation. Set course to zero, fine to zero. Now the amp envelope. We want it tappable, like a siren stab, not a pad. Set attack to around 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny attack is your anti-click insurance. Set decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity. Release around 200 to 500 milliseconds. And here's an extra coach move that matters. Set voices to 1. Monophonic. This prevents accidental note overlap from stacking pitches and stacking CPU, and it also feels more authentic. One siren, one performer, one line. Cool. Now we build the warp formula. That old school yelp up and glide down. In operator, enable the pitch envelope. Set the pitch envelope amount to plus 24 semitones to start. So 2 octaves. This is your siren throw. Set pitch envelope attack fast. Anywhere from 0 to 20 milliseconds. Set pitch envelope decay between about 400 and 1200 milliseconds. Set pitch envelope sustain to 0%. Now play a note. You should hear that snap upward and then a glide down. That's the whole dub siren movement in a super cheap way. Timing tip at jungle tempos, around 170 to 175 ppm. A decay around 450 milliseconds gives you those short, chatty calls. Around 900 milliseconds gives you the big rave rinse. And remember, the glide time is emotional. Too fast feels like a laser zap. Too slow starts becoming a riser. Next, the whale. The whale is what makes it talk. After operator, add auto filter. Choose LP24, the classic steep low pass. Start the frequency around 500 to 1200 Hz. Resonance around 35 to 55%. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, but stay tasteful for now. Now add subtle movement inside auto filter using its built-in LFO. This is cheap but alive. Turn on the LFO. Set amount around 5 to 15%. Rate to sync. Try 1/8 or 1/4. Phase 0. Waveform sine to start. This tiny wobble is the trick. It gives you that hardware-ish motion without loading up extra mod devices. If it starts sounding chorusy or smeary, switch the LFO wave to triangle and reduce the amount. Triangle reads more mechanical, less swimmy. Now let's add grit, but keep it controlled. After auto filter, add saturator. Set the type to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on if you want that jungle era bite. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. If the channel clips, pull it back. We want attitude, not accidental flattening. Optional step. Only if you want that little speaker to your edge, add redux very lightly before saturator. Downsample around 1.5 to 3.0. Keep bit reduction high, like 16 or only down to 12 to 14. Subtle is the word. Too much and it turns into instant arcade mode. Now we do the dub space. And this is where CPU discipline really pays off. Instead of putting delay and reverb on the siren track, we're going to use return tracks. That way, you can run one echo and one reverb for your whole project, like a proper dub desk. And everything stays lean. Create return A and name it dub delay. Put echo on it. If your set is already heavy, you can use the simpler delay device, but echo is totally fine if it's just one instance. Set time to 1/8 dotted for that classic skank bounce, or 1/4 for more spacious repeats. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Filter the delay so it doesn't muddy the mix. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7K. Keep modulation low, like 2 to 6%. So it doesn't turn into chorus soup. Create return B and name it space. Add hybrid reverb, but set it to algorithmic mode. This is important. Algorithmic is lighter than convolution. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the siren stays punchy before it blooms. High pass around 200 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9K. And a quick springish illusion on the reverb return. After the reverb, you can add an auto filter high pass and a tiny resonant bump around 1 to 2K. Very subtle, that little emphasis hints at spring character without needing a heavy spring plugin. Now go back to your siren track and use send A and send B to taste. That's your dub workflow. Push it into the room, pull it back, and the project stays clean. Next, we make it playable. This is where it becomes a performance instrument, not just a sound. Select operator, auto filter, saturator, and redux if you used it. Group them into an instrument rack with command or control G. Now we map macros. And here's the teacher note, macro mapping ranges matter more than the macro itself. Don't map from absurd minimum to maximum. You want a sweet spot in the middle so you can grab a knob and instantly land in usable territory. Macro 1. Warp. Map operator pitch and the mount. Set the range from plus 7 semitones up to plus 36 semitones. That gives you everything from small peeps to huge airhorn climbs. Macro 2. Glide. Map operator pitch and decay. Range from about 150 milliseconds to 1400 milliseconds. This is your chat versus rave rinse control. Macro 3. Whale. Map auto filter frequency. Range from about 250 Hz up to 4.5K. That's the talking zone. If you map it wider, you'll spend half your knob travel in useless mud or useless hiss. Macro 4. Q. Map auto filter resonance. Range from 20% to 65%. Be careful. High resonance can hurt around 2 to 5K. Use it like spice, not like the whole meal. Macro 5. Grit. Map saturator drive. Range from 2 dB to 10 dB, and again, trim output so your comparisons are honest. Macro 6. Dub. If you're using returns, map the siren track send A. Range from minus infinity up to around minus 6 dB. You can go to zero for chaos, but cap it for safety so you don't accidentally feedback your whole track into the ceiling. Macro 7. Space. Map send B. Range from minus infinity to around minus 10 dB. Macro 8. Decay. Map operator amp decay. Range from 500 milliseconds to 6 seconds. Now you've got a proper control surface. Warp and glide for pitch movement. Whale and Q for character. Grit for bite. And then dub and space as your desk sends. Optional but highly recommended for real-world listening. Add an EQ8 at the end of the siren chain as a safety. Put a gentle notch you can toggle around 3.2 to 4.8K, cutting maybe 2 to 5 dB. If the resonance gets harsh in headphones or a bright room, you hit your tame option instead of redesigning the patch. Let's talk arrangement, because a dub siren is not meant to be constant. It's about punctuation. Classic move 1. Pre-drop hype. Hold one long note. Slowly increase warp and wail, maybe open the filter a bit. Then cut it dead right on the drop. That silence on the downbeat is the power move. Move 2. Call and response. Put a siren hit at the end of every 8 bars, and let the reese answer in the midrange. Or even better, answer your drums. After an amen turnaround, a quick low warp peep. After a snare flam or a kick dropout, the longer rinse. Move 3. Reload fake out. For 1 bar, push the delay send up. Maybe raise feedback slightly on the return. Then instantly kill the send or mute the siren for 1 beat. It creates that pullback moment without adding layers. Here's a simple MIDI phrase idea at 175 BPM. Keep notes around C3 to G3. In 1 bar, try hits on 1.1, 1.3, and 1.4.2. Leave space for the drums. The siren should never fight the snare. It should hype the snare. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Too much low end going into delay and reverb. Your sub and kick will smear instantly. High pass your returns, and consider an EQ before the sends. High pass the siren itself around 150 to 300 Hz so it lives in the mids like classic jungle sirens do. Number 2. Resonance too high. It can whistle, and it can physically fatigue ears. Use that EQ notch trick if needed. Number 3. Warp too wide for the key. 2 octaves is fun, but if it feels out of tune with a track, bring the range down. Chaos is a choice, not an accident. Number 4. Oversaturating without output trimming. It feels louder so you think it's better, but you're just killing headroom and punch. Number 5. Putting separate echo and reverb inserts on a bunch of tracks. If you want the CPU-friendly win, Keep one global delay and one global reverb on returns. Dub desk mentality. Now a couple advanced variations that are basically free. A two-stage warp, the classic pew yow. Keep operator doing the main pitch drop, and then in the MIDI clip, draw a tiny pitch bend dip in the last 150 milliseconds, like down 1 to 3 semitones. It gives that falling off the edge tail without adding any devices. Another one. A reload spiral. Map the delay returns feedback to a control, but cap it, say 25 to 70%. Last half bar before the drop. Raise feedback and close the delay returns filter a bit. On the downbeat, kill the send instantly. Instant chaos. Instant stop. No extra synth. And a performance trick. Use clip envelopes instead of track automation for one-off rinses. In the MIDI clip, draw envelopes for warp, whale, and dub send. Then you can duplicate that clip to other sections and your hype moments travel with it, while your arrangement stays clean. Let's do a quick practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Build the rack exactly as we did. Make an 8-bar drum loop at 174 BPM, either a Amen style or a tight 2-step. Place siren hits like this. Bar 1. A short hit. Low warp, short decay. Bar 4. A longer hit. Medium warp, medium decay. Bar 8. The big rinse. High warp. Long decay and push the dub send up on that last hit only. Then automate macro 1. Warp. Ramping up over bar 8. Spike macro 6. Dub on the last hit. Now do a CPU habit test. Check the performance meter in Live 12 and watch what spikes when you move macros. When the sound is locked, freeze the siren track. And here's the nice part. Even frozen, you can still perform by automating the sends because the returns are still live. That's a pro workflow. Last recap so it sticks.